This is WLRN News. I'm Katie Swatulski. In the military, the Purple Heart Medal gets awarded to members of the armed forces injured in enemy combat. It's a sign of bravery and of gratitude. Purple Heart Trails were created in the 90s for hikers to commemorate soldiers while they hiked across the country. Now, there are Purple Heart cities, counties, and whole states. I visited Lighthouse Point in Broward County to find out what it really means to be a Purple Heart city. Louis Colon started pushing for Broward cities to recognize Purple Heart veterans a little over 3 years ago after he found his grandfather's military paperwork from 1919. 17 members of his family have served in the military.
We have 100 years serving in the military. I got my grandfather's honorable discharge, and I felt I owed it to them.
Colon was an E-4 radioman for the U.S. Navy in the 70s. Now he works in Davies Public Works Department and lives in Coral Springs. He doesn't have his own Purple Heart, and it's not even that his grandfather had one. But his grandfather is why he feels so strongly about making sure veterans don't ever feel forgotten. His campaign has been to convince each of Broward County's 31 municipalities to become official Purple Heart cities.
The mayor and the council members come to an agreement. They do either a resolution or a proclamation and read it at a commission meeting. It's just a way of honoring and remembering the people that did, you know, so much for us.
It doesn't cost any money. Colon says the whole point is just to take the time to recognize Purple Heart recipients and thank them. So far, he's gotten 18 of Broward cities and towns to sign on.
And if I could get it, you know, all the cities, that'd be great. And if I could do more, that'd be even better.
Colon has spent the last few years pushing for Broward to become a Purple Heart designated county.
Now, therefore, be it proclaimed by the Board of County Commissioners of Broward County, the board hereby designates Broward County as a Purple Heart County.
On August 14th, County Commissioner Chip LaMarca read out Broward's proclamation. That was after he was approached by veterans from the American Legion Post 142 in Pompano Beach.
There's nothing that we could financially or monetarily, materialistically do to let a veteran know how much we appreciate them more than us actually physically thanking them, walking up to them and shaking their hand.
Colon now works with those same American Legion vets who helped Broward County make the Purple Heart Proclamation. He says he believes veterans from Vietnam have never gotten the respect they deserve. If anyone understands that feeling, it's Jerry Toomey.
Being a Vietnam veteran, people really didn't welcome us home. We were called baby killers. We were spit at going through airports.
He was shot twice while he was in the Army as a cavalryman during the war. Toomey barely remembers getting his first of two Purple Heart medals. But he says they mean more to him now than when he was 20 anyway.
A lot of people get things for doing a good job, but a Purple Heart is different because you had to have been wounded in combat by the enemy. As I've gotten older, I've come to appreciate it much more.
Together with Colon, members of the Post helped get the city of Lighthouse Point to become a Purple Heart city recently too. Toomey leads me down a brick path behind St. Paul of the Apostles Catholic Church. A circle of benches commemorates the different branches of the military.
Navy, Air Force.
Flags stand tall in the middle of the circle.
And Marines somewhere.
On the ground are bricks engraved with the names of veterans.
Somewhere down here, I got a brick with my name on it.
The bricks are meant to honor veterans both dead and living. Now that the veterans group got Broward designated as a Purple Heart County, they say they're not done. There are 13 more cities and towns to lobby for the honor. I'm Katie Swatulski in Lighthouse Point.